Byron Brown is about to turn heads at spring training. What's up, everyone? My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you are watching the Barnes Social Hour. That's our QB that you just saw pop up on our screen, and he's going to be the one turning heads. Graham, kind of go into what you think as far as spring training, I guess, like what people need to be looking out for as far as how he is going to be the one to turn heads specifically. Yeah.
Well, first of all, super exciting. Football is back a little bit in a way. We finally get to see something, you know. So obviously, as this goes out, what's today? Tuesday? So spring training starts next week. I think it starts on like the 17th or something like that. That's like next Tuesday or something like that. So it might be actually a week from today. It's super exciting that football is finally back. Finally get to see, you know, this new – class, this new transfer portal class, you know, all that finally come in and work in an Auburn uniform, and we actually get to see it. So super exciting. But yeah, the main topic I want to talk about is Byron Brown. Like, I think he is set to have a phenomenal spring. You know, he's recently been, you know, ever since transferring from USF to Auburn, has been put on like the national stage. National media is talking about how he's gonna be one of the best, you know, quarterbacks in college football next year. So finally, like, him, you know, starting to show himself at the Power Four level, already knowing the offense. Like, it's not, you know, our previous year spring has been, all right, let's install the offense for the new quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, it's been slow, and it's been just, you know, not much, because obviously Peyton Thorne had to learn a new offense under Hugh. Jack Snarl had to learn a new offense under Hugh. But now Golish and Byram already got that, you know, thing together. They already know their offense, and so we can just kind of get the ball rolling and watch Byram just ball out. And I think it's gonna make a lot of Auburn fans super, super excited to see his size, his capabilities, and what he can do, and they actually see him in an Auburn uniform.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, you know, we kind of emphasized it enough on here how truly just massive of a human being Byron Brown is. Like, you know, you see, well, that photo, obviously it's Graham's favorite photo. I mean, that's one of those, like, the picture doesn't do it justice. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, he is a unit. The dude is massive. I'm not saying he's Cam Newton big, but he is like, the dude's a killer. Okay. It's going to be fun to watch. And part of the reason I think he's going to turn a lot of heads, kind of to reflect what Graham's kind of saying, to kind of piggyback off of it a little bit. And I've said it, you know, in past episodes, he's in a comfortable spot, and you're thinking, well, he's transferred, you know, how, you know, his coach is there, offensive coordinator's there. He's got his receivers there to throw to. So he knows the tendencies. That's why I think a lot of people are going to be shocked when spring training comes around and he's going to seem like he's been there for, you know, 2-3 years. Because he's got everyone there that he needs to have there. That's what's so exciting about this, is I just want to see it finally happen and take place. We've been talking about it. I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see the product on the field. I'm ready to see him in an Auburn uniform. I'm ready to see the other players in an Auburn uniform and him throwing to those guys he knows the tendencies of and knows their talents, knows their strong points, knows their weaknesses on what not to do with them on certain routes, knows their strong suits on certain routes so that they know how to run, so he can put it exactly where they want it so that they can catch it. It's just, I'm excited. It's a perfect storm. I'm really hoping that, you know, we'll get some footage of, you know, spring training. I mean, you always see it, you know, either positive or negative videos, depending on who you talk to, especially last year where, you know, you had the Jackson Arnold stuff and Hugh Freeze getting pissed off or, you know, just like get rid of the ball, which ended up being a factor.
It's really true. I remember like looking back on spring last year and I was like, oh, like Jackson's kind of holding on to the ball for a while, and he was getting really mad about it. But Evan's like, it's fine.
It's
just practice. Spring. And they're just installing the offense. Well, that didn't change.
No, the man was trying to literally build a house in the pocket. Like dude, get rid of the ball. 1-2-3 throw. No matter, you know, if you have it or not, throw it out of bounds and just try again next play. You don't have to take a sack. My God. Hopefully we won't do that at UNLV, which I don't think he will. But we're not talking about Jackson Arnold. We're talking about Byron Brown. Another main thing, too, that as far as, well, I guess not another thing, it's the same thought. these videos that come out, I'm sure everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, the dude's got a cannon. Oh my gosh. He's take it, you know, take it lightly. It is going to be exciting though to see him actually make some decent throws. And that's where I kind of ask you this next question, Graham, as far as like spring training goes in A-Day, what do you want to see the offense do differently than last year with this new coaching staff?
Obviously, I want to see the ball be run quite a bit. And often, like,
you know how to do
that is a little harder in spring. You know, you're not going 100% full speed.
Right.
For a little bit. I mean, they do have pads and stuff, but it's not like it's not like a real game environment.
Yeah, we don't need to get into obviously,
exactly.
Please.
So obviously I want the run game to really like start to ramp up. And I was just thinking about this a second ago as you were talking about Byram. Fans are gonna have to wait till the actual season to see Byram's running ability. Yeah, he might take off on a couple of plays, but you're not gonna see Byron Brown's violent running abilities until the season starts.
Which right.
So sucks. We have to wait for that, but hey, it's something to look forward to. But yeah, I mean, I really just, I just want to see a clean offense, especially from the guys that are coming with Golish from USF. You got Koger, Singleton, Byram, Davenport. Like, I want to see all that be smooth. And I get like, if you know, like Bryce Kane has a couple hiccups just because this is a new offense for him.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, they've spent since, you know, Golish got here, they've started installing this offense. So everyone should be kind of up to, you know, speed with the offense. I just want to see spring run smoothly. I don't want to see a ton of mistakes like we did last year. And like everyone's, don't come after me. Like I get it. It's spring. Like that, this is the time for mistakes. This is the time to, you know, mess up and correct it over the summer before the season. But yeah, I'm ready for the feel the turn of like, you know, what was Auburn football to what the new Auburn football is.
Yeah, no, I agree. And kind of what you were saying with the, you know, they've had time to install it and everyone's getting familiar with it. Like, yeah, there's going to be hiccups, but compared to the last coaching staff we had, I think this one's way more organized personally. Yeah. And I've said that before, I know, but you can just get the sense of Golish and his staff being on the same page. Like, it's just like, I know he said he's going to let the offensive coordinator do his thing. He's going to let Durkin do his thing, you know, and then I'm the guy that, you know, I'm going to be the captain. I'm going to run the ship, but at least they're on the same page. It doesn't feel like, oh well, yeah, we got a guy that calls this play on this down. Well, then we have that guy that runs this play. Oh, and then we got old Ronnie over there, gas station at the Tiger Paw. He's going to call some plays. Like, it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, the
like,
guy that's running film up there, yeah, I'm going to let him call two plays a game.
The guy in the Jumbotron that's helping make sure the speakers don't blow out, yeah, he's going to call one too. Our fourth down
package. Yeah, the water boys are you know, our team managers, they're going to call a play, I'm pretty sure.
Jokes on you.
It's super refreshing.
Our mic man is
Andy Bertram actually is calling a play. So from what I've heard,
Brad Law is actually booking so hard he's going to call a fake punt at some point.
It's going to be refreshing to see like you were saying, like we only have one play caller and like it's not our head coach calling the plays. We have an actual offense coordinator doing an actual offense coordinator job, not just like an analyst.
Yeah, and it's going to be – I like how organized it sounds and looks to me. I think it – you know, who knows? I could be wrong, but to me it just seems more organized than, you know, the past few years. What do I want to see personally for spring and A-Day? I want to see us air it out more. I think – and, you know, you can debate that last year we aired it out, you know, somewhat, you know, with Cam and Singleton and, you know, Malcolm – but I felt like we weren't doing.
I'm being so honest. Last year's spring is a blur. I don't remember it.
It is.
I remember the first year because I remember seeing like the videos of Cam Coleman and stuff. But then like last year's spring, I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, I don't remember last year's spring at all. Like at all. Spring for me is hard because of the pollen. I'm like very, very allergic to pollen. So like if I walk outside, like you might as well just like run away. Oh, dude, I'm like, I look like I've gone 9 rounds with Mike Tyson. Like, it's bad. Like, my eyes are like,
all eyes puffy. Puffy.
I'll be like, hey, guys, how's it going? And you're like, oh,
hey, guys.
I'm over there to like trying to, you know, get my voice back. My voice will, it never fails. Between March 1st to about, I don't know, second to last week of April, like, it is just so bad. Like, I'll lose my voice, can't breathe, can't sleep. Couldn't sleep last night because of the weather. But hopefully, if you're watching this and you experienced bad weather last night, it was gnarly weather.
If you're in the central Alabama to North Alabama area last night, it was a loud night.
I got maybe an hour and a half of sleep because the weather radio was like, hey, guess what? We're extending the watch. I'm like, I'm about to just unplug it. Whatever happens, happens at this point. no, but I'm thankful for it. Jesus,
take the wheel.
Yeah, like after like the fifth time where it's like, because I'm thinking like, okay, here it is. There's a warning. And it's like, nope, we're just going to extend the watch to about 3 a.m. And I'm like,
bro,
I'm like, I'm about to kill this thing. I'm about to. So, no, I just want to see back to my point. We get sidetracked on the show. That's why it's called the social hour. We have to socialize. You would think that me and Graham never.
If you're here for just like straight Auburn stuff, don't watch.
Sorry. You would think me and Graham never talk to each other outside of this, but that's false. We actually get lunch occasionally, but yeah, it's just how it is.
Frequently, actually.
We're very talkative people. I just want to see us air it out. I'm tired. And granted, they work in some situations, but the wide receiver screens, please stop. Please stop. We have athletes.
But also, like, team. I feel like that's not Golish's offense from what I've seen from like USF film. He does not like no more jet sweeps for a yard or negative yards and no more freaking wide receiver screens. My gosh.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing with that. They work on certain situations, not every freaking play. Yeah. Not every.
No, I'm not hating on them.
Yeah, not on a third and hey, let's do a wide receiver screen to Eric Singleton on 3rd and 17.
You literally
let's see how that goes. But
it's 4th down and 16. No, that don't work. I guess we'll punt.
You ever seen Dodgeball? Quote Dodgeball. That's a bold strategy.
I actually have never seen it for him.
It's a good movie. But it's just, oh my gosh. I just want to see us air it out. We have the athletes, air it out. Let them go get the ball. Let them fight for the one-on-ones. And you know what? Call me crazy. You air it out. You have defenses on their toes. Might open up some running lanes for a veteran running back in Jeremiah Cobb and our loaded running back room. Like, and my God.
Byron Brown, he was probably one of the better running quarterbacks in college football next year.
Yeah, I'm just excited. Dude,
we have to be good. We have to be. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't think we're going
to have all the tools to be good.
I don't think we can suck any more than we have in the past 5 years. I'll be honest with you. We haven't had it, and it seems like this coaching staff and the people that they brought with them and, you know, have brought in through the portal and recruited, I think I'm not going to get, you know, our hopes up. I know I predicted a 9-3 record, you know, in an earlier episode, but call me crazy. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but I'm a little excited.
This whole season rides on, and Golish has said this publicly, but this whole season rides on the offensive line.
It does.
Because our receivers are going to be good. I'm not worried about that. Mm-hmm. We might have the deepest running back room in all of college football.
I agree.
We have one of the best quarterbacks in all of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Our defense, I trust Durkin. Like, that's, mm-hmm. I mean, like, he could have anybody, and I still think he'd do a good job.
Yep.
That literally leaves the offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be horrible, but, like, I just don't know. I really like Cole Best. I like Kyle Ellis. I like some of the tackles we got. I like Cole Skinner. So, like, I think we have a chance to be a really good offensive line, too. It's just not, I don't think it's the deepest offensive line that we've had.
And it's been our, I mean, if you're an Auburn fan, you know, offensive line has been our Achilles heel since 2017. Since 2017 Iron Bowl. Ever since that 2017 Iron Bowl, I've not seen a better offensive line since. And I'm hoping this will kind of change the tide a little bit and we can finally get our wits about us. And you never know. Yeah. You never know what'll happen.
You know what's not an Achilles heel?
What's that?
Roback.
Roback is correct, Graham. That's what'll turn some heads. Roback.com. Use code BARN20 to get 20% off your order. You see the hoodie on your screen there. It's a nice hoodie, very lightweight. Me and Graham have the alternate color. What you see on your screen is orange. The one me and Graham have is navy. They also have other Auburn officially licensed apparel, as well as any other college officially licensed apparel. And they also have the Shamrock collection for the St. Paddy's Day. That's pretty much right around the corner, isn't it? Soon. I'm not, you know, I don't keep up with St. Paddy's Day.
March 17th. It's a week from today.
Okay. So boom, there you go.
I only know that though, because my grandmother's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, make sure she
wears birthday green. Is 2 days before that.
Nice.
Sunday.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. Me and you might be watching a Selection Sunday potentially for your birthday.
So. Might be. Yeah.
What a better time. What a better time. Speaking of Selection Sunday, for Auburn to be mentioned on that day, they have a game tomorrow at 2 p.m., I believe. We're going to have a barn cast. Potentially might be the last barn cast of the basketball season. Hopefully not. We'll see. You never know. If we win, we play Tennessee. I personally won't
barn cast until football season, unless we do something for baseball.
Unless we do baseball, which I think we'll see. You never know. You never know.
It's a possibility.
You never know. It is a possibility. So we have to win tomorrow, pretty much, to at least still be in the conversation. I think if we lose, we're done. I think we're out. And well,
100%. 100%.
Either we play NIT or we don't. I don't think we take though.
Joe Lenardi's bracketology that came out today did have us officially in the first four out. We are no longer in the last four in.
Okay, so we have to win tomorrow and potentially. And everyone, I've seen.
Sorry, like unless win. Like every single team in the last four in loses this week,
Which is possible. I mean, it's March. Which you never possible. Know.
It is possible. But yeah, I think we're out if we lose tomorrow.
I've seen people saying that Auburn has to win the whole SEC tournament to stay in. I've seen people.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, I don't. I think me and you are in agreement, and I've seen this all over X as well, that if Auburn can win against Mississippi State, they're in, or if they win and then play Tennessee either really well and lose or win, they're in. That's just.
Yeah, I think if we beat Mississippi State, if we beat Mississippi State, some things have to happen. Some teams have to lose for us to get in. Mm-hmm. If we beat Tennessee the following game, I think we're in no matter what. I think if we beat Mr. State and Tennessee, we're in.
Yeah, it's just there. And again, people are going to be like, I just don't think Auburn needs to be in. They don't deserve to be in.
I don't disagree with that.
But the whole reason we're still in the conversation, and I mentioned it yesterday, as long as Florida, Arkansas, and St. John's keep winning, it makes Auburn look better than you would think. Even though we're watching the games, we see the product. But everyone else is like, well, they did beat Florida in Gainesville. They did beat St. John's on a neutral court, and they blew out Arkansas at home. Like, it's just that those games are keeping us alive right now. They're the if Auburn's March Madness hopes are in the ocean and they're sinking, the thing that's holding them up as life preservers is Florida, Arkansas, and St. John's.
Yeah.
So literally. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I would like to see who out of just. You know, let's just play the what if game. Who do you think steps up tomorrow? Who do you think? Do you think Steven will have them ready to go?
This game has become such a hard game because it just doesn't happen.
No one steps up, or someone that you
or it's like four guys. Think,
yeah, it's you almost play. I don't really know what you would call it. You just
like
play
I'm not gonna say Hall.
No,
I don't even want to. Even if it is him, I just don't want to.
I think Tahad could
I want it to be Tahad? I'd love for that to happen.
I would love for it too, but I think
I don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe a big game from Overton, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, if he gets hot, then yeah, but like it's so unpredictable. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah. And Kyle that's said it in a barn cast. Yeah, and Kyle said it in a barn cast, like Murph, ever since he had his legacy game against Kentucky, he's kind of just you know,
he got benched for being late to practice or film, whatever it was.
Okay. So it's just again, if we make the tournament, awesome, awesome. I'm happy for Steven. I'm happy for the staff. I'm happy for the players. If we don't, we can focus on the off season and try to get past this nightmare of a season that was supposed to be a reload. And I get that, you know, post Final Four, we had a lot of players leave. I personally was already expecting us to not really do much this year. I thought we could make the tournament. I think I said this yesterday. I thought we could make the tournament, maybe Sweet 16 at most, round of 32 at best. Like,
Yeah.
It's just, I didn't expect it to go like this. Yeah.
I've seen multiple, and this has been on Instagram, but multiple accounts that post like SEC like stuff. Mm-hmm. Multiple accounts have Auburn making it to like the quarterfinal or semifinal in the SEC tournament. And I'm just like, and like, it's not like these brackets are made a while. I was like, what do you see in this team to expect that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like multiple have them. Like I saw one that had them beating Mississippi State, beating Tennessee and beating Vanderbilt. And then I also saw another one that had them beating Mississippi State, beating Tennessee and losing to Vanderbilt. But I'm like, what are you seeing in this team to make you think that?
Yeah.
I just can't get there and call me a hater, but like, I'm trying to be realistic about it. I can't see that happening.
Yeah. Like
we've seen on the court.
Yeah. It's like the media is giving the team unrealistic expectations because they've only watched the games that have mattered, that being Florida, Arkansas, and St. John's. It's like, that's it. That's all they've watched, and Kentucky. But even then, Kentucky's not even that great. It's St. John's, Arkansas, and Florida, the ones that everyone's focusing on. So,
and also, just like, be ready to expect, like, if Auburn does make the tournament, every single person in this country is going to hate you because no one's going to believe you deserve to be there. And do I 100% disagree with them? No. Do I 100% agree with them? No. But everyone's going to be after Auburn if we do end up making the tournament.
And I could see us potentially, I don't know who we would play in the first round. You know, I guess, you know, you won't know until Selection Sunday because it shifts so much between now and then. But it would not shock me if we got absolutely mollywopped, blown out by somebody. It would not shock me at all.
If you had to guess right now at this second, is Auburn going to be in the tournament on Selection Sunday? What would your guess be?
Oh, me personally?
Yes.
I don't think they're in. I don't think they are. I think there's other teams that are more deserving and that actually want to be there. Because our players, at least there's two in particular that I would name, but I've said their names numerous times. So those that are watching or listening know exactly what I'm talking about. They don't act like they want to be there. They're ready for the season to be over. They're ready to go do whatever. And I'm sure, you know, they're ready to move on to and transfer or do whatever they're trying to do. I don't know. I'm ready for this season to be over. And I hate saying that because I love basketball. I'm more of a basketball fan than I am a football fan in general. Not just Auburn, just in general. I was born that way. I don't know. It's just like I've been watching basketball since I was like a small child. Like I've loved the game and always have. I don't know. Meanwhile, I don't have the height required to play said sport. I just like talking about it and watching it. So. And the culture around it. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun regardless. Again, we have a barn cast at 2:00. Come and smile through the pain or come and celebrate through a win if we can get it done. I think we can get it done against Mississippi State. I don't think, they're going to jump on us and punch us in the mouth like they did.
Literally, if you can just stop Hubbard, you win that game. That team is not good except for Hubbard. And literally, he only had a career night against us. That was it. He literally went 1-for-12 the next game.
Yeah, and I don't think he can put on that type of performance in a neutral site because it's just going to be there's going to be too much going on in that gym for him to be able to lock in and turn into prime Steph Curry.
Yeah, it's a pretty large arena. It's definitely a pretty large arena.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, 2 p.m., come hang out. Come, celebrate, cry, throw up, whatever you want to do. I might be doing all of those, all of the above. So again, if you were impacted by the storm, hope you are safe and hope you're well in good health. And, we will hopefully get through this basketball season in one piece and, football will be here before you know it. And baseball is going off right now. So, and speaking of baseball, you should subscribe.
USA.
Yeah, you should. The World Baseball Classic too. By the way, that I don't know if anyone saw my tweet last night, but I'm enjoying the World Baseball Classic. Eating some pizza was like I'm kicking back. It's raining. I'm like, dude, you can't beat this. You can't beat this. And then power went out. And then when it came back on, they were doing severe weather coverage. They're like, we're tracking a potential tornado that could go through Birmingham, specifically the Shelby County, Chelsea area. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like.
What?
Like, nice.
Stay psych. Can't wait. Stay psych right now.
Yeah. So I went from like cheering on USA to watching that unfold. But look, thankfully, nothing happened. It was just mainly a lot of straight line winds and a little bit of hail. So, and a lot of thunder. My God, like Oppenheimer, Thor level thunder. It was, my God, not as bad as
not as bad as Kyle though.
Yeah. Not as bad.
Yeah, I definitely just saw lightning.
I had that loaded and ready to go.
Yeah, you had that thing ready to go in the chamber. You didn't even have to put the mag in. It was just in the chamber. Oh, man. But again, please join us at 2 p.m. Barncast. I'll be there. Graham will be there. Kyle will be there. It's going to be fun. Potentially Zach Blackerby and Daryl will be there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, subscribe to The Barn. Check out other podcasts like Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. The Village Vice podcast with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and as well as the baseball podcast with Lindsey Crosby, Sonny DeShare, and Brad Law. So in this one, you know, the social hour with me and Graham McLean. So Graham, I don't have anything else to add. Do you? You got anything?
That's it.
I do have one quick thing because I forgot to shout out yesterday. Big shout out to former Auburn quarterback Malik Willis for signing a deal with the Miami Dolphins. Potentially going to be their starter. And he, you know, he's had an interesting journey as far as his football career goes. And the, you know, the NFL has been a very twisty and windy road for him. But I think he is he's in a good spot. I know Miami has not been great, but what better than a fresh spot? And whenever he got in for the Packers last year, he shined. And I think he will do the same in Miami. So, again, shout out to Malik Willis. We're happy for you. Congratulations. War damn always. I'm so happy for him. So again, don't forget to like, subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. As always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. This has been the Barn Social Hour. And as always, War Damn Eagle. We will see y'all next time.
Goodbye.